News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday morning, lawmakers kicking the can down the road and voting in favor of a 45-day stopgap measure, so the government is running today at full speed. U.S. funding for Ukraine not included in this bill. President Biden signing the bill at the White House and the administration then releasing a statement from the president saying, there's plenty of time to pass government funding bills for the next fiscal year, and I strongly urge Congress to get to work right away. The American people expect their government to work. Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reaching across the aisle to Democrats to get them on board to avert the shutdown so our military members get paid. But conservatives in the House, like Florida's Matt Gaetz, upset with McCarthy for not keeping his promises and want him out. McCarthy says if someone wants him gone, he says bring it.
You know what? If somebody wants to remove because I want to be the adult in the room, go ahead and try. But I think this country is too important.
Other drama on Capitol Hill. Prior to the vote, a House Democrat, Jamal Bowman, pulling a fire alarm in a congressional office building. He claims it was an accident and he was just trying to open a door, but a security camera catches him red-handed pulling the alarm. Republicans accuse him of trying to stall the vote. Bowman says that accusation is complete BS. The building evacuated. Former TV reporter Carrie Lake says she's running again in Arizona. USA's Skip Kelly has the story.
A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kyrsten Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump and maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election.
This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Encounters at our southern border with illegal aliens soaring. San Diego County declaring a humanitarian crisis because of so many people arriving at the California border. CNN speaking with a cartel member, not showing his face and disguising his voice. The man saying in Spanish that migrants need to pay thousands of dollars to cross. The illegal traffickers operating almost like travel agents, collecting the money and then buying airline tickets and telling the migrants where to go. The Biden administration looking the other way, doing nothing to stop the flow. Birthday wishes pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who turns 99 today. He's been under hospice care. There was a big party over the weekend at the Carter Library in Atlanta, Georgia. Lots of red, white, and blue balloons and children making birthday cards for the former president and eating cake. Carter serving between 1977 and 1981. Tributes continue to pour in for the late California Senator Democrat Dianne Feinstein.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?